So the Metro Council's back at it tonight, and we can actually see some darn near immediate impact out of this one in a big way. I want to welcome back to the studio Councilwoman Lori White Adams. Lori, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Brian, good morning. Thanks for having me
here. Not glad to have you on here. Always like talking council business when you guys got so much going on. I saw the story in the Daily Report yesterday.
Yes.
The Baton Rouge Metro Council will adopt the 2024 adjusted and increased tax millage rates during a public hearing at their meeting on Wednesday evening. This was originally scheduled for last week, but obviously a hurricane got in the way there.
Right.
So we're back to it tonight. Okay, what are we looking at from a millage standpoint? Are we about to save money?
Sure. So what happens when we have reassessments? Things change, right? So the way that the law is written, the millages can be brought down to keep the receipts the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So an assessment, an overall raising of assessment doesn't necessarily mean that your taxes are going to go up because the millage is adjusted to keep the amount that's coming in the same.
Right.
But certain organizations ask to roll forward to keep the same millage, but because of increased raised assessments, mm-hmm. that will mean more money for their budget.
Okay.
So it's a mixed bag tonight. We have already seen BREC. They decided to roll forward their millage. So that is going to be a higher tax. All of this gives me heartburn right now. When inflation is very much out of control,
people
on a fixed income are getting, hit. Auto insurance, homeowners insurance. I mean, and like I said in the council meeting 2 weeks ago, Brian, I don't know how your house works, but I can't roll my salary forward.
Right. No, 100%.
The amount of money I have coming in my house, it is what it is.
And even with inflation starting to cool to the point where the Fed's is expected to cut rates today, even with that, we haven't made up ground.
Right.
We keep forgetting, even if inflation cools, we lost ground personal income-wise.
Right.
Whether you're talking about paying your bills on a day-to-day basis, floating yourself via credit, or closing out a retirement account to cover you on the short term, we haven't made up the ground that we lost yet. So even if inflation cools, we're still just
absolutely
burning so much energy to catch up.
Absolutely. So for people like us who are working age,
right.
we're just seeing our disposable income and go down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for people on a fixed income, we are seeing people on a fixed income, they're not making ends meet.
Right.
So heartburn. This is just a heartburn all the way
around. When you get the little card in the mail saying it's time for a reassessment on the house, it's like, no.
Absolutely.
No, yes. I can't afford to live in a nicer house. I can't afford to live in a more expensive house. If
absolutely.
I was looking to sell this year,
right.
sure.
Right.
But just paying more for the same building, the same dwelling.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely. And more for your groceries, more for your auto insurance, more for your
right,
house
right.
insurance, more for really, really everything in life right now. So the agencies that have asked to roll forward who want their millage to remain the same, which will mean a greater budget, EMS, Council on Aging, the Baton Rouge Fire salary millage,
mm-hmm.
City of Police, there's a three platoon police tax. And then some of the fire districts, Fire District 1, Brownsfield, Cheneyville, Pride, and Alston fire districts have all asked to have. So it's, for the most part, other than Council on Aging, it is first responders and law enforcement.
First responders and BREC.
Right.
And BREC is looking to launch their third round of Imagine Your Parks.
Right.
So
now the BREC thing doesn't come through.
No. But it will be. It, they have asked to roll forward, and we will see BREC on the ballot this fall as well. So that's not y'all's matter, but it is a matter that we as taxpayers are going to be looking at.
Absolutely.
So
those are the ones who've asked to roll forward,
mm-hmm.
And then there are another 11 that are not rolling forward. The millage will actually be less. So that the total receipts will be the same. And so that's City of Baton Rouge operating, East Baton Rouge Parish operating, mosquito abatement, library, some lighting districts. Those are going to remain the same.
Okay, but if the millage drops, that doesn't mean that our taxes go down.
No, it's going to be
comparatively they
right.
do, but not on a real numbers basis.
Right. The millage rolling back is just actually because your assessment is greater. The millage rolling back is just going to keep the total receipts the same.
Right. So, for example, the East Baton Rouge Parish operating tax is going to go from 3.13 mils down to 2.96 mils.
Right.
Now that net number is probably going to be it's going to be darn near the same.
That's what,
one way or the other.
That's
however,
right.
if you see a millage drop like the one for the library tax, which goes down by more than half a mil this one round, that might actually take a slight dip.
Yeah, I have not looked at those total numbers, just at the millage numbers. Mm-hmm. But of course, the goal on that is just to, you know, what the assessor is trying to do is keep those receipts the same.
Yes.
That's what they're working towards.
Yeah, maintain the funding at its current level without.
So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's certainly, this is one of those times in the council where you really feel the pressure from both ends, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you understand what the people in your district are experiencing financially, and you also understand, especially with regard to our fire protection districts, these are very small districts. These are very small budgets. I'm sure they are having a difficult time making ends meet.
But when it comes to, let's talk about first responders, because this is basically an employee asking boss for a raise, right? If you're rolling your millage forward, you're maintaining the same millage with at a greater assessment is giving a little more money.
Right.
But they have the same cost of living increases that we do. They are firefighters and policemen.
Right.
They are facing the same inflationary battles that we are.
That's right.
So, why wouldn't you ask for your boss for a raise on their front?
Oh, sure. No, I do understand. Like I said, especially with these, with these first responders and law enforcement entities, you do understand that they are under, pressure to provide the same amount of services. The dollars that they have are not going as far. And certainly, law enforcement is under pressure right now to provide, greater and greater services. So with less and less people.
When it comes to something like this, I mean, we could talk, we've talked about millages for like 4.5 minutes right now. Okay.
Sure, it hasn't really been 4.5 minutes. It goes quickly.
But no, but you don't ever want to get bogged down into the dirty details.
Right.
But at the meeting, at the Metro Council meeting, do y'all see this kind of, do y'all see any kind of reaction from the public? Is this something that's going to draw a lot of public comment? Because we are, at the end of the day, talking about supporting our first responders.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see. I have not had emails or phone calls about these to date. So we'll see if this morning has some people call and email and decide to come to the meeting. It would be really naive to think that there wouldn't be some people who would come tonight to have some public input. And that's welcome. That is absolutely.
One way or the other. One way or the other, for sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely welcome.
I only ask that because throughout history and your experience on the Metro Council, you've seen what we choose to care about, what we choose to get mad about, what
absolutely.
We choose to motivate us,
absolutely.
It strikes me as odd that this might not be one of those things.
Absolutely. It's interesting because every year the Metro Council has to approve the millages to go on to your tax bill.
Right.
And normally that's what's called a ministerial duty. It's just that thing we have to do. I guess we could vote it down, but then we would literally be violating the terms of our office, the oath of our office. But this is interesting because this is different. This is not a ministerial duty tonight. These are decisions to be made.
One of the ones that was on here that is going to roll down and probably by the biggest chunk was the East Baton Rouge Parish Library Tax.
Right.
This is one that I know I've talked with Dwight Hudson about it.
Sure.
Seemingly ad nauseum is that when it was time to build a whole bunch of new libraries, the library tax was beefed up real good.
Right.
And now that we have all those new libraries and they're fantastic, and I'm at Goodwood at least once a month, probably more than that.
Absolutely.
Once we have the buildings, the cost should go down. Maintenance shouldn't cost the same as construction. So why wouldn't things roll back there? Is this an example of how we can grasp rolling things back a little bit to keep, from a budgetary standpoint, keep it under control? Or is this...
Not really. Okay. I mean, this is definitely a containment. Mm-hmm. But I think, the conversations that Councilman Hudson and you have had and the discussions that he and I have had, I do think there's some malapportionment of our millages. They don't necessarily reflect our priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our priorities, like drainage maintenance, are not getting the funds that they need. So love the libraries. I'm at the Goodwood Library all the time. It's in the heart of District 11. I'm at the Blue Bonnet Library all the time. My mom is a librarian. I value the libraries, but mm-hmm. but I'm with you. I would be for putting a measure before the people to ask them, half a mil, from rededicated from the library and put it on drainage maintenance. Because let's say books don't float.
Do they?
Books don't float. Books do not float. I mean, maybe for a little while, but
they'll soak up the water and sink.
Absolutely.
I think the main thing here is we don't want to find out.
Yeah, absolutely.
want to get to the rest of the Metro Council agenda in just a little
sure.
bit.
Yeah.
But since you brought up that you got Blue Bonnet Library and the Goodwood Branch, how'd your district do during the storm?
Good. I've driven the district. Truthfully, the spring storms that we had, you know, those fast-moving thunderstorms we had go through in the mm-hmm. spring, those produce a lot more debris in most of the neighborhoods that I drove through than Francine did. But I would like to encourage everybody because, you know, in these storms, there are always pockets of woody debris, and it's yeah. not necessarily easy for the city parish to find. It is so helpful if people will go onto their 311 app on their phone. It's really easy. Just request, put it, you know, garbage, Hurricane Francine debris. Click on it. If you have debris, just put your information in there and let the city parish know so that we can more efficiently and more rapidly pick up all that debris, get it off the roads, get it out of your yard so you don't have a yellow spot,
yeah.
And get this cleaned up from the storm. And look, I have four big piles in my yard from Francine. A lot of dead limbs that were already in the trees. It yeah. blew down. Really didn't lose anything.
Well, I mean, we talked with Fred Rayford about this a lot leading up to the storm. The biggest fear in Baton Rouge was all the trees that the drought killed last year were yes. still standing.
Yes.
And whether or not those would get knocked down.
Yeah.
And I mean, like you said, we saw a bunch of limbs, but...
We did.
I can tell you in Sherwood, I was like legit worried in Sherwood. Well, anybody who hasn't been worried about a storm since Gustav, like remember
yes.
when that rolled through
yes.
and half of Sherwood had blue tarps?
Yes.
Because half of Sherwood took a tree through the roof?
Absolutely.
That kind of PTSD doesn't go away.
It doesn't. I lived in Jefferson Terrace at the time, and mm-hmm. you could literally drive down our streets and count 1, 2, 3, 4, and every fourth house had a tree on it. I mean, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I still have that same PTSD. So
yeah, if you got away with just limbs, then you did okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, certainly sorry for our neighbor to the south and the east who took it worse than we did. But, you know, definitely a huge sigh of relief for Baton Rouge. That was not a challenge that we really needed to face at this time. So
100%. Yeah. Okay. The rest of the Metro Council agenda, what has your eye?
Yeah, so I'll tell you the contracts with Employee BR have my eye. So Louisiana has a very low workforce participation rate, one of the lowest in the country. Mm-hmm. Utah has the highest at 68%. So that's people who are 16 years and older who are in the workforce, right? Ours is 58%.
Yeah.
Employee BR is, you know, the Workforce Development Board for this region. So those federal funds to help people get retrained, get into the workforce, you know, that engine that we're supposed to have. To help people get into the workforce, those funds come to Employee BR. I have some questions tonight. Just want to understand what we're doing, Brian. Look, you know, every person who is working is probably not involved in the violent crime that we have in this city.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having people in the Baton Rouge area and the greater Baton Rouge area working, taking care of their kids. You know, hopefully getting families out of poverty. Those are some of the things that are really going to turn Baton Rouge around. And so I was really glad. They're not coming for that purpose tonight. They're coming for some contracts. But I'd like to dig in a little bit and just understand, you know, what are we doing?
How can we get a 58% participation rate above 60?
Absolutely.
Because this is an economic development question
yes.
as well. Because if I'm a company looking to relocate and I see Louisiana has 42% of the population does not want to play.
Right.
Doesn't even want to get in the ball game.
Right.
Then that's going to throw up a red flag for me. I'm going to go somewhere where people want to work.
Absolutely. And I'm hearing that right now there are companies in town who need skilled workforce and cannot get it. So
look at the Chamber's website. The number of jobs that are available right now
absolutely.
Is off the chain.
How do we connect those dots? Because those are the things that are going to move the needle and really change the trajectory of Baton Rouge and fix so many of the things that cause us worry and angst every day.
Yep. She is Councilwoman Lori White Adams. The Metro Council meeting is coming up tonight. I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes this morning.
Happy to. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.